Well, while we're on the subject of cuts that will or won't be, let's talk about the National Disability Insurance Scheme. It's come into focus today. The Treasurer, Joe Hockey, has identified that there's been a big cost blowout in the pilot programs. He wants to deliver the scheme. He wants to deliver it in full. He wants to do it in an affordable way. Does that mean cuts are on the way? Let's ask the Minister responsible, Senator Mitch Fifield. He joins us now. Thank you very much for your time, Senator.
Good to be with you, Waleed.
Jenny Macklin, who's the Shadow Minister for Disability Reform, had some things to say about this that won't surprise you. This is what she said.
I'm responding to Joe Hockey standing at the press club yesterday saying, in response to a question from the media about whether or not the National Disability Insurance Scheme was going to be protected from his cuts, he refused to guarantee that. He's refused to guarantee it again today.
Any assurances you can give us?
Look, Waleed, it's extremely disappointing that Jenny Macklin can't resist the temptation to be partisan about the NDIS. One of the great things in the last Parliament, one of the few good things in the last Parliament, was that we were able to elevate the NDIS beyond the day-to-day partisan ruck. We are committed to delivering the NDIS. Tony Abbott made me the Minister for Disabilities in order to deliver the NDIS, and that's what I intend to do.
Right, but maybe she's not being partisan so much as wanting to protect something that was bipartisan. Can you say that it will definitely be protected, that there definitely will not be cuts?
Look, we're not talking about cuts with the NDIS. The point that Joe was making, which I think is pretty unremarkable, is that we want it to be an efficient scheme. Now, the opposite of an efficient scheme is an inefficient scheme. Now, I don't think anyone would propose that that should be the model for the NDIS. We want to make sure that taxpayers get value for every dollar that goes into the scheme. And we also want to make sure that as much of the money that's allocated to the NDIS goes to supporting people with disability, the people who need it. They need a new deal, and I'm going to deliver that deal.
But the way you've just described it there is to say that you were saying nothing particularly, but there is a context for this, and that is that we had MyIFO come out yesterday, the mid-year economic review or forecast that showed there's a budgetary problem. You're looking for cuts. Now you've come out and said we want this to be efficient. There is a context here that leads people to conclude that you may be looking to trim. So, I mean, the question is a perfectly legitimate one to ask, and it goes beyond just saying, well, we all want it to be efficient. You seem to be suggesting that there are inefficiencies that you've identified that you can trim.
What I'm suggesting is that we should always keep a weather eye when introducing a significant new program to ensure that it's efficient, that it's well implemented. Now, part of the context for the discussion that's been happening over the past few weeks are the results from the first quarter in the NDIS trial sites, and what they show is that average package costs are 30% higher than anticipated, and also that half as many people have actually come through the NDIS and become participants, that it's taking longer to process people and to set them up with their NDIS plans. Now, any responsible government would look at these trends, early though they are, and ask questions as to why that's the case, which is why at COAG last week, First Ministers, Prime Minister and Premiers, Liberal and Labor, tasked the COAG Ministerial Council on the NDIS, which I chair, to ask the NDIS agency for advice to unpick those early results, to explain why those numbers are out of what was forecast.
Right, because I'm sure you can understand that people would be worried that the what are now called trial sites are being used as a way of saying, well, the costs are a little higher than we thought. We're now going to scale back what the services are going to be. And so I'm just trying to figure out where the government's head is on this and what the government's prepared to commit to on it.
Sure. Well, look, I can understand people with disability being concerned, particularly when you have Jenny Macklin and Bill Shorten, who spent the best part of today stoking fears. While they've been doing that, I was chairing the Ministerial Council actually seeking to give effect to the NDIS. So I can understand why there are people who have concerns, but this is something that the Coalition has been clear on year after year. We support the NDIS. We want to see it fully delivered. We are going to fully deliver it.
Right, okay. Well, we'll see how people do feel about that. They'll send me text messages, no doubt. 0418 226 576. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Waleed.
That's Senator Mitch Fifield, who is the Minister responsible for the NDIS. Keep those thoughts coming in. 0418 226 576. Are you reassured? 0418 226 576. Or find us on Twitter at RNDrive.